My analyzing annihilates the self-destructiveness of what could have been an inner inferno. My numerous growing pains, continuous, serving only to tell me that I am not dead. I am quite the opposite. Intensely passionate, I do not feel too hard or laugh too loud. And it is not possible to live too fast, too deep, too free. Fuck you and your dignification. Why do you even bother pretending to be alive? I never felt alone when I was alone. I am not a flower lying in a vase, desperately waiting to be watered, with no chance of growing. Standing still till death inevitably comes around the corner. And you, the first boy in so long worth trusting. My blood flowing rapidly, never a tranquil river, and enjoys the waterfalls, and my heart is not forgotten. I am always worth everything, with or without you. How intimidating, letting in the invigorating sin. Stop God from standing in the way of life. Ridiculous how the promise of heaven can hinder heaven from being a place on earth. Inspired by so many dimensions, boundless multiple beauty, self-reliance is a super safe base for digging deeper and deeper still, getting under each other's skin without losing control, losing ourselves. The deeper you live, the less you fear death. Oh no, not the devil again. He cannot get to me anymore, 'cause I celebrate the light, and when the dark comes, I get brave. But today it smells of spring, and the little birds go tweet, tweet. Still, I refuse to pretend this is some sugar-coated la-la land. There is a reason why poems named Rain are pouring in from all over the globe. The world is experiencing heavy rainfall. And ignorance will not be my path to happiness. For the first time in ages, it is something other than the rain that is making me wet. Some healing can only be done through trusting someone, letting them come inside of me. You cannot do that alone. Succeeding in the mission to feel everything, creating space for a world that is a magical place, from each according to their abilities and passions, to each according to their needs and desires. We get more done when we band together and cooperate collectively than when we are busy competing against each other. Liberation has its place on Earth. Bold and daring, wildly brave, fearless, exceeding originality, without restriction to prior ideas, infinite possibilities, highly inventive, beyond gender, recklessly defined of convention, propriety, law, and the like, brazen, lively, unrestrained, uninhibited, of good omen, indicating future fruition, it can become better and better still, in a bond of mutual independence, auspicious and audacious, as much life as a body can possibly contain, giving dreams and fantasies the same status as reality, the magic that Frida Kahlo always knew. Viva la vida. Viva la revolución. Convention, baby. It has failed again.